Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you again. And of course, yesterday we spent a lot of time with the hedging product, and of course, I want to continue and make sure that you have a good, solid understanding. So let's get back to hedging and why it's important to you. And make sure you go to thebubbashow.org and check it out. But here is more on hedging your portfolio. And we are now talking about volatility and how that affects the market.
And we have the most uncertainty of where they're going to be in the money, which is why they're the highest priced. Now, if you take volatility and you suddenly double it, if you double it under the same conditions, so if you're trading tomorrow, and you're looking at something that has a 10% volatility, and during the day it goes to a 20% volatility, the options will double without anything happening in the underlying. Okay? And understanding this concept all the way through, because you will see changes in volatility on a regular basis. Now, I think the clearest one for me to explain from is the spiders. I watch it, I trade it because it's one of my hedge products and it's directly related and correlated to everything. But the spiders right now are trading at an implied volatility of about 10%, which is the way lower end of their range, but within range, okay? The 2 weeks ago, it was trading at 24%. Okay, these options, these exact options under the same circumstances 2 weeks ago were twice as expensive. Okay. Now, what changes that? What are some of the things that change it, Patrick?
Well, it's anticipation of the market. It's the amount of money that is coming in and going out. It's the amount of money that hedge funds and the big investors are deciding upon. Right now, we're seeing that they're saying, well, we're not going anywhere. We're not going up. We could go up slowly, which they don't care about, but we're not going down. So when this kind of scenario happens, the volatility gets crushed. We go back to the model we showed, Bubba, and what happens when price doesn't change, but volatility changes. So look at our 20% volatility and look at our 10%. If you notice, the at-the-money straddle decreases by 50%. It doesn't mean the price has to change. It just means the opinion of what's going to happen changes. And what we're going to teach you is how to guard against this. You will never get caught in either a volatility explosion or a volatility contraction. We're going to show you how you take the model that we use, and it will take away this problem. You know, Netflix, like Bubba said, you know, if you decided it was going to go everywhere, you were dead wrong and you got killed. All right? On the other hand, what about if Netflix had gone up 20 bucks or down 20 bucks? We're going to show you how you can take that model and you can actually make sure that the worst case is you break even, and if you use some of our tricks, you could actually make money.
Now, when you're looking at volatility, again, as well, so if we look at the, let me just find two comparable products. Let me just think real quick here off the top of my head. Okay. Well, let's use Facebook. Okay, Facebook is $100. Okay, Facebook is trading at about a 20. Actually, it's tomorrow. Sorry, I want to take away from tomorrow because that does change a little bit. So next week, the at the money straddle on Facebook is trading at about 23% volatility. The 96 straddle, which is about at the money, is trading at about 280. Okay. Now, if we change that volatility, what we're going to do is we're going to look at Netflix, because that's around $100 as well. Okay, and the news is out, so we don't have to worry about that. So Netflix, we'll look at the options for next week. Same. Okay, and Netflix is trading at a 52% volatility, and the 101 straddle, oh, gee, same price stock, same straddle, but here we're trading at almost $7. What's the difference? Well, the only difference could be this, is the volatility in which it's trading at. So when you look at something in general, you ask yourself, what is the likelihood of an event occurring? And if you say Coca-Cola, the likelihood is relatively zero. Coke zero. Nothing's going to happen, and their volatility is going to be extremely low. I bet you Coke is probably somewhere around 10, if that high. Okay? Nice. Oh, man, must have earnings coming out soon. They're flying. They're at 27. Okay? But, again, I would say there's probably earnings coming here shortly. And so there, here they are. Now, how did I know that? Because with weekly options, you can pinpoint certain events. Okay? The market tells you by the volatility that they're expecting an event. But typically, Coke trades somewhere around 10, okay, which means it's probably not one we're going to want to be too active in because it doesn't really move enough. And that will be how we, when we start to hedge the portfolios, we will take this into consideration, the beta and the movement of different stocks and how you're going to actually end up overall hedging that portfolio. But this is the model that you have to understand because it makes a big difference. And then, of course, the option chain. Now, we've all seen this before, but we trade right in here. At the money, one out, one in. That's where we want to be. The options, the surrogate stock positions, which many people try to push, you know, again, the reason that you trade options is not to surrogate the stock. The reason you trade options typically is to take advantage of volatility. Because volatility is your friend, and if you learn how to use it, it makes your whole life a hell of a lot easier. You agree with that, Badger?
Yeah, volatility is always your friend. You know, when we're stuck in between anywhere and the volatility goes to zero like it has been this year, it's really tough for us. Although we did well, to be honest with you, because we are going to show you how to create or generate income when volatility is zero. We really want is big volatility. We want the market to move around because we're going to be right. Or at the worst case, not wrong. And so we want it. We want the fall to go nuts.
Exactly, because volatility is your friend. So when you look at the model, you look at what you're doing, and you have to make sure that you get all these little points down because this and this are the keys to your financial success and future when you learn to understand these. And these are not hard things to understand. You don't need any fancy calculators. You don't need anything ridiculous. Okay, it's just simply understanding exactly what you're looking at and the model. Now, those of you who have been with me a long time, you see we started to switch to some of those ratio type spreads. Well, typically what we're going to do is we're going to look at a portfolio and we're going to say, okay, we've got, and a simple one to look at just out of general theory is let's say we own the S&P. Let's say we've got $100,000 worth of S&P stock.
And we'll come back after the break and talk about that $100,000 of S&P stock and start to work the basic hedging model. And again, it's can be found, the product itself can be found at thebubbashow.org and go into the store and you'll see the description of the two different products we have, one, the private, which is a maximum of 10 people, and one, the group. And by the way, this also works for you farmers out there as well as far as hedging your crops, your livestock, or whatever. So I urge you to check it out. You will find that this will be probably the best thing you've ever done for your financial future. Again, it's more I do it out of the love of wanting to make sure that everybody understands how to protect and take care of their own private portfolio because I believe in financial literacy and I don't want to see anybody that I'm in contact with ever have to make that decision down at the bottom of the market or whether or not they should get out. We don't want to believe in, or we don't believe in panic and fear. We believe in making money. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break, and we'll come back with more of the hedging product after the break. The Bubba Show. When love runs high in this Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz here, and we were just about to start talking about hedging a $100,000 portfolio. Just a basic general idea of what we're doing. So let's get back to that right now. Here we go.
Okay, simple. We'll make it real simple. So what do we have to do first, Badger? We've got a, what do we have to do? What's our model dictate that we do first with our portfolio?
Well, if we look at our portfolio, we have to analyze each individual holding, decide where that ranks in our portfolio. So when we do that, it's called a beta factor, which we're going to talk about later. And what it does is it makes sure that you're always in the right position based on how the underlying stock reacts to the index. So we're going to teach you that. And it's an important thing that you need to learn. If you own one stock, let's say you own Apple and you own 100 shares of Apple. If you own Apple, the beta is one, meaning if the stock goes straight up, you own it. If it goes straight down, you own it. So what we're going to teach you is how to create a synthetic position, and we're going to create a lot of synthetic positions, which you'll learn, that allow you to benefit if the stock goes up, and hopefully, no matter what happens to the stock, you're long the stock near the bottom.
And that is, and we have just recently done that with a number of stocks, but one being Baidu, which we owned at the 160 or 170 level, and when it was down at 136, we were actually making money on the trade, even though we were long the stock. Okay, and that's where we have to get to. And basically, it's taking your portfolio and turning it into cash, but not selling everything to turn it into cash. You have to mathematically turn it into cash and then weight it against an index. Okay, and that is how you use it. And because of the ETFs, that's where we like the ETFs, because they mimic the indexes. I mean, they mimic the stocks of the indexes. So if your portfolio isn't big enough to use the SPX, you can move down to the SPY and so on. So this is how you base look at your overall portfolio, is to create it into a cash index. And in other words, many of you have mutual funds. Those mutual funds are broken down by composite, and typically most mutual funds I've seen are usually related to one index, but they could be multiples. There are others, there are some out there, and what you have to do is you have to break down the portfolio, which we will help you do, but you have to break down your portfolio, what you own now, and where does it belong, okay? You know, for example, there's some that are duly listed. Well, which index do you want to use to hedge it out of? Okay, those are decisions that you make. Now, there isn't, you don't make a mistake by not doing the right, because what happens is the weighting that a stock has in one index, it may have a lesser or more weighting in another index. So it just depends on how you want to hedge it. The other thing you have to look at is your portfolio balanced? Or do you have one position? And the common stock usually is Apple, because nobody wants to sell Apple because they owe too much taxes on it. And typically, if a portfolio is typically overweight, it's usually overweight through Apple, okay? Because obviously Apple has grown up. It's become a big stock. Nobody wants to sell it. So many portfolios are overweight. But if you are overweight drastically in one stock, we would individually hedge either the overweight portion or the entire stock by itself and then have the balance of the portfolio. But the easiest and the smoothest way to do this is to hedge the entire portfolio. And that's what we want you to understand, is where you're going to get there. So how are we going to get there? Well, the first thing is we want, do you have, does anybody have any questions? Okay, what if you own stocks of high dividend paying stocks like tea and utilities, example? How do you hedge in that kind of scenario? Well, those are great stocks to own, and those are easy to hedge because they're directly related. I mean, AT&T, they took it out of the Dow, right? So it just related to the S&P, okay? But it has a beta weighting and has a correlation based on the S&P movement. And if you had $100,000 worth of AT&T, I would assume you'd probably have to hedge about 40,000 of it, would be my guess. I mean, I'm just off the top of my head. I mean, it's not a very fancy, fast mover. But again, the objective of what you're trying to do is build a big portfolio that can generate dividends that you can compound on every sell-off in the market. And I'm not talking about a five-point sell. I'm talking about when you have these major meltdowns, and using August 24th, for example, we made a ton and we should have made a lot more because we tried. Not only did we roll our hedges, but we actually tried to buy. But because the liquidity in the market being on a screen, you couldn't get in. So they made it very challenging to do that. But we were able to roll our hedges down and take all that cash out. And when the markets finally cleared up, we were able to buy more equities and actually bought at the bottom. Now, again, you're not going to buy at the dead bottom. But the objective is to keep your portfolio intact, compound it, and continue to build it by always being hedged. Now, there's times you're going to want to overhedge the market, which I think now is a great time to overhedge to the market. And then there's times you'll want to underhedge to the market. But you always want to be at least equal weight to the risk of your portfolio, because there is no reason that you should ever have to liquidate or be afraid or taken out of the market ever again. What do you think, Badger?
Yeah, what we're trying to show you is that exactly that what Bubba said. We're trying to get you to the position where when everybody else is just throwing up, they can't see straight, they don't know what they're doing, you're in a position to say, you know what, I think I want to buy here. I'm going to lower my average. If the market's going up and everybody's happy, you might not be making 100% of that happy, but you're going to be making money. So you have to decide, do I want to eliminate staying up all night when things are going bad and trading that off for a little bit of giving up profit? And depending on market conditions, which I'm going to explain to you over time, you don't. Or do I want to just sit out like I am right now in the market? We think we can show you a much better way.
We want you 100% in all the time, okay? And I tell you this honestly, I've never sold anything out of my IRA in any market condition, okay? Because there's no reason to, because I know what the exposure is, and I've got that exposure hedged off. Because the concern of the loss of the stock value, great, I can't wait. When you learn this, you will be dying to have down days. I mean, big down days. You'll welcome the moves. Again, because they create, think about the model. Okay, you own $100,000 worth of stock. The market collapses by 50%. You now own $50,000 worth of stock, but you've got, let's say, $50,000 in cash. Now, you might have 48, you might have 52, but you're going to be somewhere in that neighborhood. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to take that cash that you just accumulated from hedging it, and you're going to go back and turn around and rebuy into those strong equities that you want to own. Okay? And then you're going to rehedge and rebalance your hedge at that level. Okay? And that's how you create wealth. That's how you create the endowment model, and that's how you compound your portfolio. Okay? Are some equities in more than one index? And how do you hedge with an ETF? Yeah, some are mixed, and we're going to show examples going forward. And if anybody wants to send in their portfolio, you know, we will use one of those as a live example. But we will show you the exact methods used and how you break down an overall portfolio, okay, and what you're looking for and how to decide where it goes. Because again,
we're going to continue this after the break, but making sure you understand the importance of the hedge and protecting the downside, because again, we've all been in that position where we've had to puke out at the bottom. And of course, puking is no fun. Puking out at the bottom is always a disaster and always wrong. And what you're doing by taking advantage of this class is you're learning that you aren't going to be puking out at the bottom. You are going to be stepping in at the bottom and buying, because you're going to buy more equities and you're going to continue to hedge more equities, creating the endowment model, creating the hedge model, creating the compounding of your portfolio. So go to thebubbashow.org and check it out. Look in the store. You'll see a detailed explanation of the two programs. Again, one is limited to 10 only. and one is for more. Okay, but again, they will give you the both the same basic concept. One will just is a little bit more personal and a little bit more individually tailored to those individuals in that group. But we're going to come back with more from the Bubba Show on how to hedge. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz talking hedging. Talking, taking care of business, talking, taking care of what's the most important thing? Your money. Because without it, it's hard to do anything else. So let's get back to the hedge with myself and the Badger, and we're going to go back right now.
And, you know, if you're in the Russell and you're hedging the S&P, you're not exactly purely hedged. You might have some benefit, but we have seen, in fact, for how long, Badger, was the Dow and the S&P diverging? They're going way separately apart until recently?
Yeah, they will diverge. So we're going to teach you how to avoid that problem.
Okay, so you'll end up, depending on the size of your overall portfolio, for now we'll say that you'll use the SPY, the QQQ, the DIA, and the IWM. Now, if you've got gold, you'll use GLD. Because I'm actually in the process now of creating actually a product, okay, for a commercial firm of a built-in hedge by buying long equities, because everybody knows what we do works, and that's why we wanted to share it with you, because, again, I'm a big believer, as you know, of making sure that everybody that I know understands the financial world, because it's very important. So in a dip, then, is income generated from hedging the purchase of cheap stock, of more cheap stock? Well, the stock isn't cheap, but yeah, it's about buying more stock. For example, in 08, if you had this strategy on, which you couldn't have used in 08 because we weren't using this exact strategy, but in 08, I mean, if you had GE hedged, for example, and it was when it was at 40 and it went to $6, I mean, you know, it would have been nice to buy a couple of thousand shares down at $6, knowing that it didn't matter if it went to zero, that you were going to be protected. Okay, that's the important part of what this is yes, you're not going to buy garbage. You have to buy quality companies that don't figure to go out of business. Doesn't mean they won't, but that don't figure to go out of business, right? I mean, you're not turning this into a casino. You're going to buy, I mean, my recommendation is, obviously many of you already own, so you're worried about hedging what you have. Okay, but when you buy, my recommendation is to buy stocks that pay dividends. Okay, why? Because A, if they're, you know, ConocoPhillips, Chevron, Halliburton, IBM I don't like, but any of those that pay a dividend, okay, that you know that you can hedge, that will relate directly to an index, you don't have to sell them. You keep collecting the dividend, the stock goes down, so what? You buy more. Why? Because you're hedged and you're protected so that you can buy more. Ah, a good question. How active will we need to be successfully hedged? That's a great question. I can always count on you, my boy. It's actually this strategy, you know, this is more up to the individual. Okay. The Badger and I use these strategies on our everyday trading. We trade thousands of options a week. Okay. And we're hedged on every trade we make. Okay. We've got big up and down trades, but we're very active. But for somebody who's passive, who works, who doesn't want to be active, you can trade as little, you can trade the most if you want to be passive that you would have to trade is once a week and once a quarter. So 56 times, you'd make basically 56 trades a year if you want to be a passive hedger. Okay, and you get the same benefit is that if you're active, but if you're active, you're just trading more. Okay, but basically it requires you to put on a what we call an anchor position, we'll just use for today's example a 1x2. But if I were going to hedge today, I would go to March. We only use the quarterlies as our anchor, and so that makes it March, June, September, and December. Why? Because the quarterly options are still among the big funds the most popular, because when they're trading and putting together what they call baskets of stocks against options, that's where they go. So we want to be where the crowd is because we know that they're going to be liquid. We know that March in the spiders is going to be fairly liquid today versus, you know, March and some other index or stock may have no liquidity. So that's what we trade with the big funds on these so that we're in a position of having liquidity. So basically you're going to trade once a quarter to roll your quarterly anchor, okay, and then you're going to sell weekly spreads to finance the hedge. And that is how you will, certain points in time, you will make more than if you weren't hedged. And certain times, like if we hedge today, or let's say we hedge first thing tomorrow morning, and we'll use the Dow as an example. We hedge the Dow at 17,000 tomorrow, okay, and it goes to 19,000 next week, and never comes back to 17, then we're not going to make 100% of that move to the upside. We're not going to lose money. We're going to make less. We're going to make between 60 and 80% of that move, the initial burst, because, again, we can't account for it, but we're not worried about the up. We know we're going to always make money as the market goes up right now. What we're worried about is the downside. Now, if the market goes up slowly, like it did back in here, okay, you're going to make a ton, okay? When we were going through that 9 months or 6 months of consolidation, where it was the longest period in the history of the market, where we had the smallest percentage move, okay, here you made nothing but money, okay, because all you're doing was collecting credit every single week. And what the objective is to collect enough credit to finance whatever the hedge may cost you, okay? And typically, you'll get it all paid for, and then you'll get October 15th, or you'll get this day, or you'll get this day, and you'll get all your money out, and you'll buy more stock, and you'll rehedge the portfolio again at a new level. And that's what you'll learn as well, is how to roll up and down your hedges when they need to be done. Now, they don't need to be actively managed. Again, you can go away, you can go on vacation, and we'll teach you how to set it up for a little bit longer extended, you know, the weekly stuff. But again, passively, if you can, 52 trades a year, and 4 quarterly trades. So 56 trades a year should take care of you. Yes, but the hedging technique generates income in a correction, or do you use cash reserves to buy? No, you use the money you made from the hedge to buy the stock. Okay? You should not have to take money out of your pocket to buy stock. You're using the hedge. Again, if we hedge at 100,000 and it breaks 50% and we're perfectly hedged, we're going to make approximately the amount that we lost on the stock side. We're going to turn it into cash. We're going to take that cash back and put it back into the market. Okay? Again, doubling our position in this particular example while still being hedged. And if it goes on farther, we'll take more cash. We'll buy more stock. Sounds like a pretty good model. Okay? And that's how it works. Okay? That's the concept. So I know we covered a ton of stuff. Now I've got assignments for you. Okay. Now this will work best if you make it work. Okay. It's on you. We're going to give you all the tools. Okay. You got to make them work. Okay. So your homework for next week is to look at your portfolio and do the best you can to break it down. Okay? Now, again, I just want you to see what you can do. You don't have to get fancy. I'm not looking for you to know what we're looking for.
And, of course, the homework and such will be part of the class. So, but there is a general idea of how the hedge model works and why you need to be utilizing it, because at the end of the day, you will find out that if you're not hedged, you're going to be one hurting puppy once again down the road when the markets do indeed collapse. Now, you know, again, we can talk and sell and all this stuff, but this is not really a product for sale, although we're selling the service to do it. This is more about learning to help yourself for your future, for your kids' future. Okay. This is about taking care of your business without putting yourself in risk that you don't need to take. This goes for everybody, whether you're just starting out, because you can use this method in your daily trading. This goes to farmers and producers out there, because again, you typically get the short end of the stick. This goes to everybody because these strategies work in all liquid markets. Okay, these are the things that you, the individual, need to say to yourself, hey, that does work, and I want to, and I'm tired of worrying about losing my portfolio once again, because you can bet your ass that it is going to happen. Again, it is not me being bearish on the market. One thing has nothing to do with the other. Okay. What we're talking about here is the protection of your long-term portfolio without having to give it up and without having to wonder what train just ran over your equity once again. Because if you've been in the markets long enough, you've lived through a number of them. So why not take advantage of the market and its 9% year-over-year gain and not have to take the punishment when it goes down? So instead of having 1,000 shares of something 2 years from now, you'll have 2,000 shares of that same thing without having to come out with any of your money out of your pocket. That is the model that we're trying to instruct, teach you, share with you. And this model is relatively new, and it works, and you can watch it, you can look at it and see exactly how pure and easy that it does work. But what you need to do is go to thebubbashow.org, go to the store, you can look at the explanation of the two different programs and why they're different. But at the same time, I encourage you to do one or the other immediately. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's a pleasure to always share and bring you these great new ideas. We're going to stop by here for a break, and we will be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I certainly hope you enjoyed the hedging that we talked about and how it works, and especially with the Fed, of course, doing nothing once again. And is anybody surprised? I would think not. I think that this is, if you've been listening to The Bubba Show, you know that the Fed wasn't going to do anything because they don't really know what to do. I go back to that the Fed is lost and they have no clue of what's next. But that is even more of a reason for you to take in the information that I'm giving you and sharing with you and saying, hey, you know, let's learn how to hedge our portfolio. Because what do we know? What are the facts that we know for sure? Okay. We know that the jobs suck. We know that the jobs are rotten. And of course, Deutsche Bank just laid off another 35,000 people. And again, you will hear the street talk about how great the jobs are, but then you'll see that we'll get the like we got now, the 200,000 of $12 an hour or $9 an hour jobs. We just lost 35,000 jobs of $25 to $50 an hour. So the trade-off does not seem to work very well. The math, somehow, the math doesn't add up. It seems to me that they're going to take out, you know, let's say they're 50,000 employees. They're going to take out 35,000. Now, they're not all United States jobs, but let's just use that because many of the companies have laid off. They're going to take out 35,000 jobs at $50,000 a year. And they're going to replace that with 200,000 jobs at $20,000 a year. So let me see if I can do the math in my head. That means for everyone we took off, we need to hire 2.5. So the equivalent is if they added 200,000 jobs, we just lost 92,500 based on the same pay scale, which means that money is not going to be flowing in the economy. Not to mention that if you figure it out, the people that are making less, all the ones that are added, they're not going to have spending money. They're not going to have liquid capital to go out and spend that money. So how does it compute? Where does the government get off talking about how good they're doing with these jobs? These jobs suck, okay? The markets are great because they go up, but the underlying fundamentals, and we don't trade fundamentals, but eventually the fundamentals will come back to roost. The fundamentals suck. I guess that'll be our word for the end of the day today. Everything is brutal, and yet you have people coming out telling you, oh, everything's fine, it's no problem, don't worry about it. You know, I tell you, it's amazing how the government and how business people and how TV will try to spin the good news. You know why? Because they're cheerleaders, because they want to cheer it higher. And look, I'm all for the market going higher. I own equities. I never would say, and I don't want to see disasters, okay? But what do we know? We know they're going to come. You know, it's no different than the weather, okay? You know, 99% of the time, there's no problem with the weather, but there's always that time that we have a major storm. And I don't care where you live, you have a weather problem at some point in time. Well, the stock market is no different. It is going to have a storm. Okay, and again, this is not predicting, and this has nothing even to do with the overall economy. All this has to do with, which is a mathematical certainty, very much like the weather. Statistically, they tell you that this is what's going to happen. And one thing you can bet on is statistics. One thing you can bet on is the law of large numbers. Okay? So now, you can now take advantage of the law of large numbers and put the law of large numbers in your favor so that you don't have to turn around one day and say, what happened? How did it happen to me? How did I lose my money again? Because you don't have to do that. Why? Well, because now you're going to be in a position to protect yourself from that. So now, instead of having to go down into the storm shelter in the next tornado, you can stand up and beat your chest and say, hey, good, that the next tornado is here and I'm going to make some dough. And that, I think, is the more important thing that you need to understand, is that you can do this. This is not complicated. This does not take a master's degree in anything to take care of business. You can take care of business because we can share how you take care of business. And I'm telling you right now, okay, I don't care if you use me or whatever, but if you don't learn how to take care of your portfolio, and it isn't by using stops, because if you looked at August 24th and you get stopped out at 93 in Apple, you wouldn't be a very happy camper. If you got stopped out, you know, at Facebook at 72, you wouldn't be a very happy camper. There's ways to avoid that. You do not want to use stops. Now, I know my tagline, and people say, well, your tagline and your signature is always keep those stop tights. That's just a tagline. It has nothing to do with what I tell you, because I'm telling you that there's ways to do it, and there's ways to get around it. And that's the way that the Badger and myself keep our stops tight, is by being hedged. So we are using artificial stops that don't technically take us out of the market. They keep us in, but they do limit the downside. And maybe I should change my tagline to limit the downside. But at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you have to be prepared for the worst. You know, you've heard the story. We all grew up, be prepared for a rainy day. Well, we don't know when it's going to necessarily rain on our parade, but we know it's going to rain. Okay? And the whole key to that is this, is preparation. Okay? I want you to be prepared. I want my Bubba Show listeners to be ready to rock and roll. And I want my guys and gals and people to be ready for it all. And you can be ready. Look, again, I can quote you everything to make you believe that the market's going to go to zero. I can also quote you everything and make you believe the market's going to go to a billion. At the end of the day, I don't do either of those things. Why? Because I don't believe in them. I believe that the markets move one level at a time. They find a level, they seek it. And you'll have everybody coming out making these dramatic calls of one way or the other. You know, crude oil is going to be $5 billion. You know, again, we don't look at the market like that. We look at the market very simply. It's a vehicle to make money. It's a mathematical model that allows you the opportunity to do a lot of things if you're willing to take the time to learn them. Okay? Now, if you're not willing to take the time to learn them, you shouldn't be in the market, because you might as well take advantage of what the market has to offer. And it has to offer great opportunities. The greatest wealth is built from the stock market. The greatest wealth is built by being a part of the market. But the greatest heartburn and the greatest heart palpitations and the biggest runes come from the same vehicle. What is the difference between the two? Did one get lucky? Did one do something else? No, the one was prepared. So I want you, the Bubba Show listener, to be prepared for disaster. Because, again, we're going to see more numbers like this. This is not going to get better. You don't think that we're all of a sudden going to turn around and the economy is going to get better. Okay? We have dug too deep of a hole going back. We've got too many problems to deal with. But at the end of the day, 10 years from now, the market will be fine. But why should I suffer when I don't have to? That is more the important question for you. Why suffer when you don't have to, when you can certainly take care of yourself throughout a market that will help you? Okay? So go to thebubbashow.org. Check out what I'm talking about. Again, I don't care how you get it done, but you need to learn to get yourself protected. Because, again, at the end of the day, everything we do in life is about protection. Okay? So learn to protect your assets. Learn to protect your portfolio. Learn to listen to The Bubba Show at libertytalk.fm on demand if you don't listen to it live. And for all of you, have a great day. I always appreciate you being here, and I love doing this with you. Keep those questions coming in. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same station. This is The Bubba Show. Todd, Bubba Horwitz. Have a great day, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something.
Revolutionary Talk for Revolutionary Times. Liberty Talk FM.